The Burt Show.
How was everybody's Father's Day weekend? Abby, how'd it go this weekend?
Mine was pretty good. I mean, despite the fact that it was a literal monsoon this weekend, I somehow narrowly avoided the actual rain and got to have a little bit of fun on the Beltline on Saturday. So I run this Facebook group for women in Atlanta, for people who want to go out and do some fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And I organized something on Saturday, which was supposed to just be like a hot girl walk. So I'm like, what's something cute, fun, and free that we can do out on a Beltline weekend on a Saturday? And so I was like, let's just meet at this coffee shop that I've been wanting to go to for a while, and then we'll just go for a little walkie walk. This thing exploded into like one of the most fun Saturdays ever, because the guy who runs the coffee shop that I had us meet at is like a huge P1.
Okay, get out of here.
I don't know if you've heard of the new Fourth Hotel on the Beltline. It's like this very cool, like, it's upscale, but it's very modern. It's not like a Ritz-Carlton or anything, but it's like a cool boutique hotel on the Beltline. And this guy named Devin saw me post on my social media saying like, hey, we're going to meet at the coffee shop at the Fourth Hotel. We're going to grab some coffee and then we're going to go for a little walk. Well, he's like, hey, I like love the show. Do you guys want like a little tour of the hotel? And I was like, yeah, this is like a beautiful hotel. It has a beautiful rooftop and some cool restaurants. All these places I've been wanting to check out. And I was like, this is so cool. We like the VIP treatment. Well, Devin, not only does he take us on a whole VIP tour of the hotel, he set up a private brunch for us at their steakhouse, El Primo, which is a place I've been wanting to go to for a while. My brother went before me and I was like, I've been wanting to go because it's like the cool place where all the foodies are going to. They did not charge us a dime. They just gifted it to us because they just loved the show.
Come on.
And knew that we were coming out. So it was like, it was the sweetest thing. And it was really cool too, just to see like how passionate Devin is about what he does and hearing about his like resume of all the places he's run in Atlanta. Like he has worked at some of the best places here in ATL. So I just felt so honored that like we've created a show so special that like he wanted to honor us with some free yogurt. It was great.
That is my kind of Saturday, where a walk exercise turned into poached eggs. You didn't have to walk, but instead you got mimosas and you got poached eggs.
I was like, perfect. I don't have to exercise anymore.
That is my kind of Saturday.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. And then we did end up walking off some of our delicious brunch afterwards. So we did go for a little bit of a walk and then an absolutely monsoon. And so then I spent the rest of the day in bed.
Okay. I missed you by 24 hours on the Beltline. I was there yesterday with my kids for Father's Day. I had a Father's Day of extremes yesterday. As I was going to the gym, I got into yet another fender bender.
Wow.
Yeah, I pulled into the parking deck too sharp. Totally and completely my fault. And speaking of P1s, I ended up hitting a P1.
No.
Yep. So, my car is limping along right now on the left side. His took way more damage than mine. I jammed my wrist. It's not working real well.
Dude, how fast were you coming in?
I don't know. That's the thing, man. I mean, it, like, for me, came out of nowhere. Like, when it happened, I was like, what? What just happened? What? What? So, I don't know. I don't know. Just the way I was, I guess maybe I was steering to the left, and just the way the impact hit, it just jammed my wrist back. I don't know. He's fine. His car, not so much. So, my insurance will be getting a call from me later on today. That's how the day started. And then, the kids took me to the Beltline yesterday, and it was a really great day just hanging out with them. I said, these are the two things that I want on our day today at the Beltline, and it was their suggestion to go there. I said, okay, Hollis, you can't be on your phone today, and Hayden, you're not allowed to talk about pop culture. So it really made us focus on each other, and it was really, really awesome. And then the end of the day ended up being really, really beautiful. Hollis has been rehearsing a Father's Day song for me on his guitar. So, like, late at night, he's like, I've got a Father's Day song I'd like to play to you. And I'm like, are you being serious right now? Because I've heard him strum a little bit downstairs, but I didn't know he was any good. So, yeah, he comes up and he plays a James Blunt song called Monsters, which is about a dad and his father. Unfortunately, the dad in this case is dying. But it's just like, hey, I'm not your son anymore. It's a man-to-man saying goodbye. It was really, really touching.
Aww,
so beautiful. He's holding a little, like, concert for me in the kitchen yesterday. And I'm like, you're going to make me cry on Father's Day.
That's cool.
This is going to happen. But it was a great day. How about you?
It was a good weekend. I really spent most of it trying to get some rest. I haven't been able to sleep a lot lately, so I was trying to catch up on rest. I did a little bit of work, went out and hung out with friends on Saturday, celebrated the dudes that are fathers in my life. My actual dad went to Vegas, apparently, and said he wanted to be away from the family. He wanted to be with his friends.
You get to an age where that's what you want. You don't want that togetherness.
Yeah, you want separate. He wanted togetherness, just not with the family. And I understand it. I mean, he deserved it. So that was really it. Other than that, hung out with my lady. Didn't really do too much.
My weekend was it's a bittersweet weekend. And anybody those weekends when it's a Father's Day or a Mother's Day and you no longer have that parent, it can be difficult. But we made the most of the weekend. Jimmy and I gave Bart his entire Saturday to himself. We went to the Georgia Safari Conservation Park in Madison.
Ooh.
Yes, there is actually you can go on a safari in Madison, Georgia.
What? Yeah. First of all, where's Madison?
So you go south and then you take 20.
Okay.
I wasn't driving.
Conyers, way past Conyers and all that?
No, it's an hour away. Okay. It's like a little over an hour away. Oh. So we went to downtown Madison, which was adorable. Went to this place called Betty Jean's and had a brunch/lunch, and then went to this conservation park and saw zebras and the giraffes.
What?
Rhinoceros. There's rhinoceroses.
What?
Yeah. And then there's all kinds of antelope and ostriches, and they do have giraffes, but because of the weather this weekend and threats of lightning, they can't have the giraffes out because they're lightning rods because they're so tall. And I talk about a traumatic experience if you take your kid to a safari and a giraffe gets struck by lightning.
I say, they're robots. It's robotic animals. They're not even real.
Yeah, so there was this guy that had a dream of starting a conservation park and got together with a couple of other people, and it's hundreds of acres, and it was ranked in the top 100 in Time.
What is happening here?
Wow.
How could I be here in this city that long and not know about this joint?
It's very reminiscent of doing the Disney safari, at Animal Kingdom or whatever.
Except the trees are real.
Yes. Not the Jungle Cruise. Not Magic Kingdom, but the actual one. No, it was really cool. Then afterwards, they have this little shelter area where you go and you hang out, and they bring an animal out so you can they can do a little more education, and the kids freaking love it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely loved it. So we did that for a majority of the day Saturday. 10 out of 10 recommend. We had the best time. And then Sunday on Father's Day. Father's Day was pretty chill. Jimmy was very excited. I took him to Ace Hardware so he could pick out his dad's Father's Day gift.
Nice.
Beforehand. And he chose to get him a bird feeder because Bart has a bird feeder in the backyard, but the squirrels keep getting to it, right? And Bart's getting mad at squirrels. So we got an anti-squirrel bird feeder. So the squirrels.
And he picked that up?
I kind of guided a little bit.
Right.
But he did pick out the bird seed because he wants to attract the red birds. He likes the cardinals because the red birds are the boy birds, and he wants to attract the boy birds.
Okay.
So we got that, and Bart was very happy. And then in true fashion, Bart finished up Jimmy's sandbox that he made by himself, from scratch. And so all the kids came over and played in the sandbox. And then we got his favorite food, which is wings from Wing Factory. So there you have it.
He's a simple man. Very simple man.
The Bert Show.